Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to arrange a jungle-style subline for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still proper. The goal here is not just to write a bass line. The goal is to place the sub in the right moments, shape it with simple automation, and arrange it so it supports the breaks, the drop, and the energy shifts of a real jungle or dark DNB tune. And that matters because in drum and bass, the sub has two jobs at once. First, it gives the drop physical power. Second, it locks with the drums and creates movement. If the subline is too busy, the track loses impact. If it's too empty, the drop feels weak. So what we want is a controlled, rhythmic sub-arrangement that leaves space for the kick, the snare, and the break, but still feels huge. So let's build this the right way. First things first, drums before bass. Always, in Ableton Live 12, load a drum rack or a chopped break onto a track and build your drum groove before you touch the bass line. For jungle and DNB, the sub should feel like it's answering the drums, not fighting them. A simple starting point is this. Put the kick on beat 1, put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4, and then add your chopped break or ghost percussion around that. The snare is usually the anchor of the groove, so the bass needs to respect that space. If your sub note lands full length right on every snare hit, the low end can get blurry. Instead, let the sub either support the snare with a short note, or slip, just before or just after it depending on the vibe. Now, loop 2 bars and get the drums feeling good before you even think about the bass. That's a really important workflow habit. If the drums don't groove, the sub won't save them. Next, let's create a clean mono sub instrument using stock Ableton devices. The fastest route is operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave, turn off the other oscillators, and shape the amp envelope so it stays tight. Keep the attack very short, the decay fairly short, the sustain low or at zero, and the release short as well. You want a sub that starts cleanly and stops cleanly. If you want to use Waveatable instead, that's fine too. Just keep it simple. Use a sine or basic waveform, avoid unnecessary stereo widening, and don't overcomplicate the patch. After the synth, add utility and set the width to 0%. That keeps the sub mono, which is exactly what we want in DNB. Low end needs to stay centered so it translates properly on club systems and sound systems. Now comes the writing. Write a subline that follows the groove, not the entire melody. As a beginner, start with just 2 to 4 notes per bar. That's enough. In a jungle or DNB context, a strong subline usually does one of three things. It follows the root notes, it mirrors the snare rhythm with short pickups, or it moves between two close notes to create tension. So think simple. Maybe bar 1 is a root note held for a beat. Bar 2 has a short note before the snare. Bar 3 returns to the root, but shorter. Bar 4 can add a small octave jump or a passing note. That's already enough to feel musical and heavy. And here's a really important part. The note lengths matter just as much as the notes themselves. In the MIDI editor, make some notes longer for weight, some shorter for punch, and leave tiny gaps before the snares so the mix can breathe. A long note means weight. A short note means groove. A gap means impact. For example, if your snare lands on beat 2, try placing a short sub note just before it, or let the sub drop out right before the snare and then come back after. That little pocket makes the snare feel bigger, not smaller, because the low end isn't crowding it. In DNB, the snare transient is one of the loudest moments in the track, so giving it a bit of room is a smart move. Try this in a 2-bar loop. Bar 1 can be one long root note. Bar 2 can have 2 shorter notes with a gap before the snare. That contrast alone can make the arrangement feel a lot more professional. Now that the basic groove is there, we can add movement. But keep it simple. Don't start stacking random layers. Use automation instead. Good beginner options are auto filter, utility gain, and saturator drive. That's enough. A practical setup is to play saturator after operator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives the sub a bit more density and helps it speak on smaller speakers without turning it into a distorted mess. If you want, you can add auto filter after that and move the cutoff subtly for variation. But be careful. We're keeping the actual sub focused. If you want a little extra arrival at the start of the drop, automate a tiny increase in saturation or a slight filter opening. That can make the first hit feel bigger without changing the whole sound too much. And that's the key idea here. Keep the sub plain, and let any extra character live in a separate mid-bass layer later on. Now let's arrange the bass line across 16 bars like a real DNB drop. Don't think like a loop maker. Think like an arranger. A strong beginner structure could be this. Bars 1 to 4 are the main bass phrase. Bars 5 to 8 repeat the idea with one changed note or a short rest. Bars 9 to 12 add tension, maybe with fewer notes or a low pass feel. Bars 13 to 16 bring back the main phrase with a small twist or fill. That kind of phrasing keeps the track moving. It doesn't need constant change. It just needs small changes every 4 or 8 bars so the ear stays engaged. For example, if you're working in a dark 172 BPM jungle roller in a minor, you might sit on A and E for most of the drop, then briefly move to G in the second 8-bar section. That's enough to create movement without losing the identity of the groove. This style is all about controlled evolution, not chaos. One really useful teacher tip here: think in breaths, not just notes. The sub should feel like it's inhaling and exhaling. If every bar is full, the drop loses physical punch. Silence can be just as powerful as sound. A one-beat bass dropout before the repeat can make the next note hit much harder. That leads into a nice call-and-response idea. Give the listener a call, then answer it. For example, a strong sub note on bar 1 can be answered by a short two-note phrase on bar 2. Or you can repeat the same rhythm but move the last note up an octave for just one hit. That keeps the bass line memorable without making it busy. And if you want to create more tension, try an empty bar or a half bar dropout every 8 bars. That little reset makes the return feel heavier. You can also make the last bar of each phrase special with a pickup note, a rest, or a small octave move. Those details help the arrangement feel intentional. Now let's talk about checking the low end. Before you add any extra bass texture, make sure the sub is clean. Put utility on the sub track, keep the width at 0%, and keep the bass centered. Leave headroom on the master as well. If the low end feels messy, fix the note lengths first before you reach for volume. Spectrum can help too if you want a visual check. You want the sub to be focused in the low frequencies, without a bunch of random extra energy above that unless you deliberately added harmonics. In DNB, clean low end makes the drum sound louder even when the actual level is pretty moderate. Also, don't be afraid to use MIDI velocity as a subtle feel tool if you map it to something useful like filter or drive. Just keep it subtle. This is not about making the sub dance all over the place. It's about giving it a little life. A good beginner practice here is to zoom out while arranging. Don't get stuck editing one bar forever. Look at the full 8-bar or 16-bar block and ask yourself where the energy rises, where it breathes, and where it resets. That wider view will help you avoid making a drop that feels stuck in place. Let's do a quick recap of the workflow so far. Start with the drums. Build a clean mono sub with operator. Write a simple bass line using only a few notes. Shape the note lengths so some are long, some are short, and some leave space. Use subtle automation for movement. Arrange the idea across 4 and 8 bar phrases. Keep the low end mono, clean, and controlled. That's the whole foundation. If you want a really solid way to practice this, here's the challenge. Set a timer for 15 minutes and build a 2 bar drum loop. Add a mono operator sub with a sine wave. Write a 2 bar bass line using only 3 notes max. Change the note lengths, so one note is long and one is short. Leave a tiny gap before one snare hit. Add saturator with about 2 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Duplicate the clip into a 16-bar arrangement. Change one note or one rest every 4 bars. Then listen in mono with utility and make sure the low end still feels strong. If it already feels heavy at low volume, you're on the right track. That's a big test in DNB. If the bass still works when it's barely audible, the arrangement is probably solid. So the big takeaway is this: in jungle and DNB, the sub hits hardest when it's clean, focused, and well-phrased. Don't overcrowd it. Let the drums breathe. Use note length, gaps, and small variations to create weight. And think in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so your drop evolves like a real track. Keep it simple, keep it mono, and make every note earn its place. That's how you get heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12.